For the final segment of the program, Dr. Grothy and then Dr. Goldberg make summary comments about the other presentations and discussions in the program, beginning with Dr. Grothy, who commented on Dr. Haller's topic, oxaliplatin as part of neoadjuvant therapy of rectal cancer.
I think it's actually interesting that the audience apparently was more kind of forward-thinking than our clinical trial results have kept up with, because so far we do not yet have validation in a phase 3 level that oxaliplatin should or can be used actually in the adjuvant setting, in the neoadjuvant setting for rectal cancer. Having said that, I think the answers also reflect that a lot of oncologists have already done what was asked, meaning integrating oxaliplatin early on into neoadjuvant therapy. And apparently they would do it again because they voted with their feet for, yes, in select patients, we can do that. And to be honest, I've done it in select patients out of clinical trials because it makes a lot of sense. And we have an abundance of phase 2 data showing that this is a tolerable, feasible way to deliver more intense chemotherapy early on with a regimen that, in addition to being a good radiosensitization regimen, also has systemic effect, which then can presumably kill micrometastases early enough to allow for a better overall outcome. There's a lot of hypotheses which we put into this thinking, but what we do see is that all phase 2 trials so far have shown that the PATH-CR rate after 5-FU or capecitabine plus oxaliplatin doubles compared to just 5-FU. Now it's in the range of about 20%. So I think there is evidence that we can do it. I've done it outside of a clinical trial, and I was actually surprised and happily surprised to see that our colleagues have embraced that. That doesn't take anything away from the fact that we need to validate the strategy in a phase 3 trial, and this is what's going to happen, what is happening right now.
And I guess certainly the way the question was worded, it was not that this is the usual therapy, but that this might be considered.
In select patients.
Right. And correct. What I've heard people talk the most about is the, quote, younger patient with a particularly bulky tumor. Is that where you think about it also?
Yeah, younger patients, bulky tumor, where you try to shoot for a good local response and sphincter preservation, potentially sphincter preservation. You also think that younger patients might be able to tolerate the increased side effect profile. Just at ASCO GI, we saw some data, randomized data, 5-FU plus radiation versus 5-FU oxaliplatin plus radiation from a northern Italian group, which did indicate, yes, there is a high rate of diarrhea and there's more neurotoxicity related to oxaliplatin. So it is more toxic in some ways, but apparently manageable, and patients were able to move on to surgery without time delays. So yes, I think the evidence is mounting that we can do it. The question is where to do it, younger patients, bulky tumors, or, and I mentioned that at the meeting, I have patients where, young patients where we have a stage 4, limited stage 4 situation, where a solitary liver metastasis, easily resectable, still provides a curative chance for patients. And in those patients, I like to use a combination therapy as upfront therapy.
Any situation where you think it would be reasonable to add in a biologic in the neoadjuvant setting? Of course, this is being studied, particularly in terms of bevacizumab.
Yeah, not yet. It makes a lot of sense, at least theoretically, to add cetuximab, bevacizumab to the mix based on, let's say, small trials, phase 1, 2, or even the large trials that led to the approval of cetuximab in head and neck cancer as a radiosensitizer. But I think in rectal cancer, we need to wait. It's a very delicate area to radiate and to give biologics at the same time. We can talk about potential high risk of bowel perforation on bevacizumab. We can talk about skin toxicities and nerve damage in the conjunction with oxaliplatin to pelvic structures. So I think outside of clinical trials, clear no to the use of biologic therapies right now.